Erev Shabbos, Parshas Chazon. Once again, the situation in Eretz Yisrael and around the world is extremely tumultuous. 61 of Achenu Bnei Yisrael, Chayalim, most of them young, some of them older with children, are no longer in this world. They gave up their lives, Al Kiddush Hashem. So many more, tens of people, tens of soldiers, Achenu Bnei Yisrael, in serious condition. Eretz Yisrael is under attack. Jewish people around the world are living in fear. It's hard not to feel Shabbos Chazon and our yearning and our longing for the rebuilding of the Beis Hamikdash and the coming of Mashiach. So many times, so many years, we say, what do we need Mashiach for? What do we need the Beis Hamikdash for? Life's good, things are good, but if we open our eyes at what's going on today, and how can we not be mechazek for the pieces of the Shua, yearning for the salvation? There is no answer. Esav sones Yaakov, Sinai, Yarda Sinai Le'olam, the world hates us, it's pashut, it's clear, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it that way. As it said, if we don't make Kiddush, the guy will make Havdalah. It's to keep us on our toes, it's a message directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the same way he sent Nebuchadnezzar and the Romans. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't know why, we don't understand, but he's behind everything. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not Hamas, it's not Obama, it's not anybody, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's a message, a clear, direct message to us. And it's so unfortunate that naturally we're getting more complacent about it. It's over 3 weeks of what they call Tzuk Eitan, Operation Protective Edge. But the severity and the seriousness is getting more and more severe. And we have to be mechazik ourselves. And especially now, Erev Shabbos Chazon, heading into Tisha B'Av. What led to the Churban? What can we do? And I heard this week, somebody came to a Rav and said, he's so troubled, he's so bizarre over what's going on to Eretz Yisrael. So he said, no, what have you done about it? What have you done? We have to ask ourselves the question, what have we done? Don't worry about everybody else. Don't worry, it's important to know what's going on, to read up a little bit. But how are you fighting? There's a discussion here in Eretz Yisrael, the most yeshivas, I'm not sure exactly how it's going to work out. They're not going to give Ben Azmanim. How could it be that they could have a Ben Azmanim? Klai Yisrael needs the schusim of their Torah. In Parshas Devarim, we see Moshe Rabbeinu gives a Moshe Shmuz to Bnei Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, Eicho es levadi, tochem umasachem, v'rivchem. How can I alone carry you, your trouble, your burden, or your fights and your quarrels? The Chassid Sfarim explained that it's not a taina, it's not a complaint of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu did all he could. It's a leader is only as good as the people that are behind him, that are following him. And it's so striking. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, "Masachem v'lamid shayu apikorsim." They didn't believe in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But listen to how what the description of the apikorsim is. Hik the Moshe lotes omru. If Moshe came out early, ma rob and amru lotes shemayno shofu b'sech beiso. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu leaving early from his house? He must be there. He's in a fight with his family. Things are not going well in his house. Acher lotes. If he comes out late, omru ma rob and amru shalolotes. Ma'atem sevurim. He's trying to figure out advice, try to make strategies against us, and he's thinking thoughts against you, he wants to harm you. Moshe Rabbeinu, the leader, who hasn't taken anything for himself, and what do these people say? They're only focusing on the negative of Moshe Rabbeinu. Not even the negative. He came out early, he came out late, right away something's wrong. You see, and we know the chet of sinas chinam, it all comes from this point. looking at the bad in people, not seeing the good, not having an ayin tova, having an ayin ra. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I can't do it anymore. Not because I'm insufficient. The people that he's leading, everything is negative. They're fighting. This is what leads to the Churban. You look at somebody, and you right away look, negative. And that spoils, and that ruins, that destroys everything. That's one thing we have to be mechazikin. Finding the good in people. Seeing the good in people. It's unbelievable what's going on in my neighborhood. That they found out about families in the south, the family Be'er Sheva, that the 4-year-old is going understandably psychologically nuts because of all the sirens and running back and forth. So he moved into somebody I know's apartment because it's somebody went to America, and people are bringing over sheets and pizza, and you have no idea. And the guy from the fruit store goes in every other night to the soldiers, and he says every night he comes home, there's food, there's deodorant, there's hygienic stuff, there's underwear, there's t-shirts. It's unbelievable. I'm sure you know more stories than I do. Unbelievable. Lo yu'uman ki yusupor. The unbelievable thing is to see the good people. And to be be'achtus. Eichel esel levadi. He can't do it. Moshe Rabbeinu can't lead people that's so splintered and separated and against each other, negative about each other. We need to unite. And then we can, be'ezus Hashem, see the Geula. We also see a remez in Pasuk Beis. Achar asar yom echoriv derech har seir. Ad karesh b'nei. So the Kli Yoker says that Achar asar yom is referring to the 9 days. Shivas b'tamuz and asar b'teves. The 11 days of mourning. And he says that Har Mechorev is referring to what? Lashon of Churban. And Chorev is a reference to Har Sinai. That what led to the 11 days of mourning, going away from Mechorev, from Har Sinai, from the representation, the symbol of the Torah. Where did this all come about? From leaving Torah. As the Gemara in the Dharam Pei Aleph from Aleph tells us, Almo of the Oretz, says the Gemara, quoting from Yirmiyahu, you left my Torah, you abandoned my Torah. Says the Ran, Kolomar, they didn't say Birchas Torah before they learned. Says the Ran, the most important point, the punchline, Kolomar Shlo Haisa Torah Chashuv Beinem, Torah wasn't chashuv in their eyes. Kolkach She Rodu Levarich Aleh, wasn't so chashuv to make a bracha on it. Shlo Hei Oiskin Bal Lishma, they didn't learn it with Lishma for the sake of learning Torah, which is to get close to Kodesh Baruch Hu, the greatest mitzvah Kodesh Baruch Hu commanded us. His Takav Raisa Bara Alma, the whole world comes from the Torah. Imlo Brisu Yama Vlayel Chuk Hashem Lo Aris Lo Samti. And we told Kachai with Zalzim Birchos of the Hainu Lo Holchuba Kolomar Bekavonoso Velishma. Rav Nosson Tzvi Singel Zatzad said, you see, you tremendously sowed. What was the result of a chisaron in chashivas in Torah? Of what Torah means? Learning Torah, observing Torah. The destruction of Eretz Yisrael in the Churban Bayis. And there seems to be a steer in the Gemaras. The Gemara in Yuma says that the Churban Bayis took place because of the Gimel of Eretz Chamuros, Gilarayos, Shvichos Domin, and Avodah Zarah. So is it Gilarayos, Shvichos Domin, and Avodah Zarah, or is it Shlom Berach HaBatzara Tchila? And says in Nosson Tzvi Finkel, and this punchers was put together by somebody in my neighborhood, and it should be a school, and he writes in, it should be a school for his nephew who was born at 24 weeks, which is very, very dangerous. The baby's name is, the lady daven for the baby is Tinok Ben Shoshana Ratza. And this is, I got this morning, a kuntras on different things that Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel Zatzal said about Tisha B'Av in these times of the Ben HaMetzarim. And to answer this stira of, is it the three Gimel Averos that caused the Churban, or is it the Shel Bircha B'Torah Tchila? The answer is the explanation is, when you reach a level of Zilzlat B'Torah, if you're not giving honor to the Torah, automatically, everything gets lost. And automatically what happens is you succumb to do the Gimel Averes Chamurus. But the root is we're not Makshiv the Torah, which is the blueprint of the world and the way to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then we have no life. So you see it from Merumas in this week's parasha, Mechorev, Acharas Hayom, these 11 days of mourning came from where? Because we ran away from Chorev, we ran away from our Sinai. Almo the Oretz, Shloberchu Batchila, we were Makshiv Torah. Certainly, something to keep in mind, that Torah protects. Limud HaTorah, we know, is more chashuv than Atzilas Nefashos. The Gemara and Megillah, many people are learning in the Daf Yomi, which means that if a person can learn every word of extra learning of Torah, your mom is saving lives, especially now. So if we haven't taken things upon ourselves, learn an extra minute, an extra 5 minutes, an extra 10 minutes, as a schus to protect all of Klai Yisrael, and especially the soldiers that are in the line of fire, and the people in Eretz Yisrael, and people that live in areas where there's mamash a pachad mavis. I'd like to take things a step further. The Marashon B'choros writes that the 21 days between Shavuos and B'Tammuz correlate to the 21 days between Rosh Hashanah and Simchas Torah. Now, the Bnei Mitzrayim starred on Shavuos and B'Tammuz. One of the reasons is because Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos. And the Sforno asks a question. He asks, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, go down, look what Klai Yisrael is doing with the Egel. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't angry. He didn't do anything rash at that moment. Only when he came down and saw Bnei Yisrael by the Egel singing and dancing by the Egel and saying, Egel Kech Yisrael, then he threw down Luchos. What changed? Why was he not angry and throwing the Luchos right away when he heard about it? Only when he saw them. And the Sforno explains that the difference was when he came down and he saw the Jewish people dancing around the Egel, he said, oh, now we're in trouble. If they're getting a geschmack, they're rejoicing over an Avera, that's too far away to easily come back and do tshuva. And the Magen Avraham writes that the reason why we don't sing and dance during the 3 weeks is dafka for this reason. Because the Jews sang and danced during this time period by Shavuos and B'Tammuz in the most horrific way around the Egel Azov through Avodah Zarah. It's one thing to fall and stumble to do an Avera, but there's another darga, another level of severity when you're dancing with it. As long as the person feels remorse, charata, the avera is not as severe. And what happened 21 days later on Tisha B'Av? Things got even worse. They cried a night of b'chiyah b'chinam. They cried, why? Because they don't want to go into Eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm giving you Eretz Zas Chalav U'Dvash. I'm giving you Eretz Yisrael, the holiest land. Eini Hashem Elokecha b'mereish Hashanah Arach Hashanah. And what do they say? They cry, we don't want to go, we're too scared. Can you imagine? First, what are they doing? They're rejoicing about Avera, and then Hashem says, go, I'm giving you Eretz Yisrael, and they cry. But there is a tikkun. What's the tikkun? The 21 days between Rosh Hashanah and Simchas Torah. Rosh Hashanah, we also cry. We cry out of awe and fear of the judgment of Kadosh Baruch Hu, the yearning to go get close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We cry out of Yiras Harumus. And then what do we do 21 days later? We dance. Not a Chas V'Shalom, Rachman Al-Tzon, around the Eagle, around the Avodah Zarah, but what do? We misaken the original chait of dancing around the Eagle, we dance around the Torah. And if you think about our lives, and we think about the struggles that we have as individuals and as a klal, as Bnei Yisrael, we have to mechazek ourselves in these inyonim. When Chas V'Shalom a person does an Avera, right away he should feel remorse. And when a person has a mitzvah in front of him, certainly he shouldn't cry over it like they did in the Midbar about the mitzvah to go into Eretz Yisrael, but rather they should go through life with the years of Romos that we try to achieve on Rosh Hashanah, to be makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rulership and malchus in this world, and the idea of Simchas Torah, which of course comes once a year, but the idea that we're happy to be princes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're happy to be the ones who have a connection to Torah, we're happy to have the opportunity to learn Torah. And in this way, Be'ezus Hashem, we mechazik ourselves, Shpidus Chus, for all of Klai Yisrael, and especially the soldiers, and especially people living in Eretz Yisrael. And before I give each and every one of us a bracha and a tefillah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should make this mamish, the last Shabbos Chazon, the last Tisha B'Av, it should turn into a yontif, we've had enough. We should mechazik ourselves in the tefillahs, in Bidon L'Chavero, and seeing the good in people. I just want to be most of the story. I don't know if it's a well-known story. I just heard it on the radio that happened that 3 weeks ago, before the whole, I think, the ground invasion began, there was a group of Jews who went searching for wheat. They went searching for wheat. Why were they searching for wheat this time of year? To harvest for matzahs for next Pesach. And this particular group, they could not find a proper harvest, a proper crop of wheat. It took them longer than expected. And finally, they found, close to the border with Gaza, wheat that was fit for what they were looking for the matzahs. And with the protection from soldiers in the area, they cut and harvested wheat. Took them a number of hours, one day, and they cut up and harvested all the wheat. And the next day, that area was an exit for one of these tunnels, and I believe 5 terrorists came out of that tunnel, and immediately they were detected, and apparently they were eliminated by Tzahal. And it was understood that obviously they were in shock. They were found. I think these people were actually eliminated, so they didn't tell us. But they obviously, what happened was that they dug the exit of the tunnel in an area that was filled with wheat that was still attached to the ground, that would be able to conceal their departure from the tunnels. But because of Hashgacha Pratis, El Kodesh Baruch Hu, that these people couldn't find wheat anywhere else except for here, and they cut the wheat, and therefore these terrorists were easily spotted and eliminated. We know that even in the time of Tsar, even Shabbos Chazon, even Tisha B'Av, there's still Hashgacha Elyona Mamish. Kodesh Baruch Hu is with us. Kodesh Baruch Hu was every single soldier. I heard another story on the radio. They were talking about somebody who put on tefillin right before there was some sort of attack, and he was injured, but he knew, and after he woke up, he saw the guy who put a tefillin on him, and he was just mispoel that he knows for sure that it was his chus of putting on tefillin right before this particular attack that he was saved. But mitzad sheni, we can't overlook the tsar, the pain of losing 61 of Achinu Bnei Yisrael, Hashem Yinkom Domov, and the pain of all the families. We're one. We can't handle this anymore. We just can't. So our reaction must be, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bring the Gula Shlem from Heavy Menu. Yom HaTzer HaSeinu, die. We can't do it anymore. Call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be mechazik in our limud haTorah, in our chashivas haTorah. And Rabbi Nolan Chavero, seeing the good in people, not like these apikorsim, who looked at Moshe Rabbeinu, everything that he did, no matter what, even if it was a neutral act, they said, oh, you're doing the wrong thing. And each and every one of us, Mechazek, during this time period, there's still a few more days till Tisha B'Av that it should be turned, Be'ez Hashem, into Yontif. Yeshua's Hashem, Keheref Ayin. Have a good Shabbos.